This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Every single Arsenal centre back starts for Chelsea.
No, he does not.
Yes, Gabriel starts for Chelsea.
He doesn't.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Goal Diggers podcast. Before we get into that conversation, because we will revisit that.
You didn't even clap.
No, I don't need to clap because that was rubbish. That was absolute nonsense.
Yeah, keep it in.
We just had to start instantly because what? Anyway, sorry. Hi guys, welcome back to the Goal Diggers podcast. You are joined by me. I'm actually so rattled.
What?
How do you mean
by the Gabriel Arsenal?
Why are you rattling?
Gabriel!
Gabriel's better than Disaster.
His name is Dizazi.
He's better than, what's the other one?
He's not better than
Disaster.
Are you including Ben White in your centre back?
Not in our thingy. Yeah, is Ben White one of your centre backs that you're including in this?
Ben White is a right back. Do we want to keep some
He's not part-time right back, part-time centre back.
Do you want to give the listeners some content?
Sorry. Hey guys, for the third time, welcome back to the Goal Diggers podcast. Apologies about that. Arsenal have beaten Manchester United and all of a sudden Shai turns up to the studio. So give a warm welcome to Shai.
Yeah. Let's not do that.
Nice to see you back in the studio. But you are joined by myself at @AnitaAbayomi_ on Twitter and Instagram.
Wow. I changed my app.
You changed your app?
I changed my app.
She went back to the motherland for that one.
What do you mean I went back to the motherland?
You went for the full name. That's why. That's what, yeah, that's what I mean.
Professional now, isn't it?
Shy at Shy Carter.
Teamer at teams_GH.
Sagal at Sagalday.
Lauren at Lauren Coys.
Now, before we get into anything, there is something that I just want to settle here and now. Shai claims that any Arsenal centre-back or anyone in the Arsenal back line...
The centre-backs.
Get into Chelsea's back line. Now, Shai, who in particular gets into Chelsea's back line? And Tima, do the honours of telling Shai why that is false.
Listen, the only defender that... Or centre-back, I should say, that is better than Gabriel and Saliba at Chelsea Football Club is Thiago Silva. The rest of them, they're not good.
So you've already, your statement.
No. Because when we had this debate on Twitter, right? When you
have it on
you
Twitter,
replied,
we had it in the group
no,
chat.
It started on Twitter though, because you replied to my tweet. Yeah. Okay. I gave Thiago Silva his flowers.
Not Tima warming up her mouth. The
comeback is coming.
I gave Thiago Silva his flowers. I'm not going to disrespect one of the best centre backs of all time. However, Axel Dizazi, Chalabar, Badia Shield, Fofana.
Cowell, let's list them all.
Yeah. Cowell.
Cowell. Who else is... You guys got better centre-backs anymore?
I think that's it.
That's it.
None of those five is better than
Levi,
Gabriel and Saliba.
Levi Cowell, I can guarantee is better than anyone in your centre-back line.
Probably Gabriel,
100%.
Not Saliba.
Hey, Cowell
better than Saliba.
At this current
100%.
Moment in time.
Not
Saliba.
Levi Cowell is better than William Saliba.
Not at this moment in time. Come on, Ania. Retract the statement.
Give Cowell 2 years. And he will be one of the best centre-backs in the world.
Saliba already is one of the best centre-backs in the world.
I mean, that is, and he's 22, that is definitely a subjective comment. But
Who here doesn't think that Saliba is one of the best centre backs in the world?
I would say league.
I say league 100%.
You can't centre back. I'm still waiting.
Yeah, you cannot play in the Champions League or like the World Cup and be called like one of the best.
We had this debate last season. Like the same, we had this debate with Saka last season. Go and play in the Champions League against some of the best strikers in Europe, and then we can revisit the conversation.
So he doesn't start for us.
So if you don't play in the Champions League, you can't.
Did
be
he play in the World Cup?
He's only really had.
Well, you need to test yourself against the best. Yeah.
So can I just say, a man that has never played in the Champions League, played one game in the World Cup, which was probably for minimal minutes, is one of the best centre backs in the world.
Absolutely.
Based off of playing only on against Premier League teams.
One season.
Absolutely.
And when the current Champions League champions, City, Arsenal got rinsed by that City front line. In all fairness, if we're talking about calibre of team, Arsenal got rinsed.
Which game were you referring to?
The one at Etihad, where Saliba was injured.
Yeah, okay. That was Gabriel getting rinsed all on his own.
Would you say Lisa just a bit louder?
We have to wait.
That was Gabriel getting rinsed all on his own.
Okay, so yeah, Gabriel. So like, you have to go. They have to go and play against some of the best players in Europe.
I don't think you guys can
name
10 centre backs in world football better than William Saliba.
And you know what? One day we'll do a Gold Diggers rankings, and we will name maybe 5. My five.
No, I can definitely name 10.
Name 10?
Yeah, world football 10.
If I had time to really think about it, I'm not going to do it on the spot right now.
We'll do
if
it
I had time to think
show.
About it, I could name 10 better.
City probably have 3.
Just there.
Apparently France have 2 because he doesn't start for France.
Yeah.
So not starting for your country is also
100%
of how good you are.
I think it's part of it.
But we're not going to know until he plays at the Champions League knockout round.
Yeah, you note that.
Just make sure that every international break, all Chelsea players are starting for their country as well. So we have.
But I've never said that Chelsea like. I'm not the top 10 in the world or the one of the best in the world.
You are saying to me
that Saliba is one of the best centre backs in the
Absolutely
world.
Absolutely, he is.
So therefore, like I've never really. When have I ever said any of our centre backs other than Thiago Silva?
To take what Noah Lyle said in Athletics, when has Saliba tested himself against the world?
Never.
What do you mean by
not in the Champions League, not in
the,
not
what
with
has
his,
he, what has he
not
done outside
country.
Of the
he
Premier
played
League?
In France, right? Against
Ligue
1. No.
The girl says Ligue 1.
Let's not do that because who did he play against?
Who?
Mbappe. Like,
what, twice a year?
So one yeah.
What do you mean in the Champions League? How often do you meet these people?
But you meet multiple teams. But you meet multiple
logic
teams.
It's just so silly.
So when Saliba played in France against Neymar and Mbappe.
What did they do?
No, I'm just asking, how many times did they play each other?
They played each other twice.
Okay, so you're judging it off 2 games.
Did he come away with
one World Cup game for France?
And one World Cup game for France.
No, they didn't. But they didn't score. It wasn't them that scored. That's it.
Fair.
Listen,
that's
no
fair.
No problem. So now all of a sudden you play 2 games. It's not a good judgment. But you guys want to bring me up Champions League games where you play these teams once or twice. For the
but
whole
you
competition.
Play multiple good
yeah,
teams.
Yeah, but most,
once
most Champions
multiple
League teams
where?
Play Champions
League
every season.
This is not the Champions
season.
League in 2013. The teams in the
you
champs
do,
are shit.
Because you play one.
Wait,
win
sorry,
it then.
Sorry,
no,
sorry,
win
sorry,
it.
Okay, sorry.
Win,
win
it.
Win it. Win it.
This shit, win it.
Don't worry.
She said the teams in the champs are shit.
Win it.
No, because you guys are going to
Win it.
Let me respond. You guys are going to sit here and act like we're talking where there's 6, 7, 8, 9 top quality teams in European football. There's
then
not.
Be the fourth. Get to that semi-final.
No, no, not the semi-final. Win it.
No, win. You must win that Champions
we
League.
We must not do anything. Okay.
Yeah, now you're stuttering.
Last season, they didn't even get past round of 16 in the Europa. So we, like I said, we are yet to see this Arsenal team against top quality opposition in Europe. So we will have to wait and see.
What's baffling me is the fact that you said the Champions League teams are shit.
They are shit.
Win it then.
Win it. I
need
beg
to see
you.
At least the semi-final for Arsenal.
Do you guys not understand my point here? Are you trying to say there's
not that many good teams in Europe at the moment?
There isn't. Compared to what the Champions League used to be.
So okay, so this season, William Saliba should shock out and rinse
clean
everybody
sheets.
When
clean
he
sheets.
Plays.
Yeah.
Clean sheets.
Clean
sheets.
No,
there aren't that many good teams.
He should be winning those big ears. If it's so easy. If there's no good teams.
No one said it was easy. But there's why are you dragging it?
But
you said there's no good. The quality of the teams in the Champions League
Do you include
shit?
Do you include Arsenal in that?
No.
So win it.
All right, we're going to park that there. Anyway, Man United played Arsenal. Arsenal won 3-1. I think, personally, Man United got hard done by. There were a couple calls there that maybe should have gone Man United's way.
Did you see that?
However, Arsenal were the better team on the day. And I'm going to pause on Shai's evil laugh. And I'm going to come to you, Sagal. Sagal, welcome back, firstly.
Yay. Such a great welcome. I really thought we were going to start with Shai, but I guess I'll start. Do you know what? If you had asked me like an hour ago, I think the reaction would be very, very different. Now that I've been able to calm down, eat some Skittles, you know, watch some Barcelona, I feel a lot better. I'm not going to lie, I'm just disappointed. Like, I'm just disappointed. I feel like, I know it's easier said than done, but like, I feel like on another day, it could have gone like very different. And I do feel like, you know, it was like really close margins. If Garnacho's goal had gone in.
It did, it just got canceled.
Okay, that's why I said close margins, because it hadn't. If the Garnacho situation had gone differently, then we might be having a different conversation here. And I don't feel the same way as I felt after the game in January when Nketiah scored that winner. That one was coming, we knew it. We were all waiting for that goal to come. But this one, I feel like, we played well and I'm disappointed and I'm more concerned about the injuries and the future games than I am about the Arsenal game. Like, it happened, we lost.
I can't lie, as a neutral, as soon as I saw Harry Maguire touch the pitch, followed by Johnny Evans, I was waiting for the Arsenal goal to come. I can't lie, I was.
This game thinking, okay, first, our record at the Emirates is already shocking. Half our back line is injured. And Arsenal already have a better team than us. So you really go into the game thinking, I don't expect that much. Like, I expect a draw at best. And then we get to the, what was it, like 80-something minute. It's still 1-1. You're thinking, oh, like, we might actually leave the game or something. And then, yeah, Basmati Rice, who Shai doesn't rate, actually, decides to score a goal against us. And it just went downhill from there.
Shai, you don't rate Declan Rice?
I already apologised, okay?
Okay, but like, you need to publicly apologise. You need to let
the fans know. I don't need to publicly do anything. I said what I said. If you saw the tweet, you saw the tweet, and that's that. Now, on the game, yeah, let me get into something. You guys were talking to me about close. Manchester United, with all the possession that they have, only 4% of it was in our half.
But we never have,
No, because at half-time, the possession was split 51-49 in your favour. The crazy thing is, only 4% of you guys passing the ball around, doing rondos at the back, was in Arsenal's half. So all of this close, this, that, and the third, where did you threaten? For the first 25 to 30...
I feel like we were comfortable for a lot of the game.
That's because we allowed you to be. We let you have the ball in your half. We let you guys play out of the back comfortably into the middle third. We let you. Then when you entered our third, that's when we started to press. For the first 35 minutes, Manchester United could not play through us. That's why Onana kept doing long ball, long ball, long ball. And it kept going into Ramsdale's hands. Because you guys, we allowed you to have the ball. You guys are not dangerous. What are you going to do? Martinez is going to pass to Dalot. Dalot's going to pass to Wan-Bissaka. Then you're going to ask Casemiro to make a forward pass or somewhere where it has to get to a forward.
You know what? In the past, I would have agreed with you with David De Gea in goal. But I generally don't think that the Arsenal attackers felt comfortable to press Onana. I felt like they thought there was no reason to press Onana. I think we played out of the back well. I think the defenders, you know, they did really well. And then the minute the ball would get to the midfield, it would break down. But we would know it breaks down because we know Casemiro, we know Bruno, we know those players don't know how to string a few passes between them if their life depended on it. Like, Eriksen's the only one that can move the ball from midfield to defence. And then once it gets to the attack, of course it's going to break down there. We have Antony up there, like, we have Martial, who's literally a hologram up there. So I don't think it was Arsenal letting us have the ball. I think we played well in the back, you know, playing out of the back. I think we did well. It just broke down because our attackers are not good. And bar Rashford, our attackers are not good. It's always going to break down.
I completely disagree because I know my team, and when it comes to pressing the opposition out of the back, Martin Odegaard's the best at in the entire league. He's our pressing trigger. He is. Check the statistics.
Best in the world. Best.
I thought you didn't like stats, but now we're coming with stats.
They're in my favour, so I'll use them.
So why wasn't Odegaard?
That's why I think if you watch Arsenal week in, week out, we press our opposition when they try to play it back. I think tactically Arteta felt comfortable to let you guys have the ball in your own half because he knew you were going to do nothing with it.
Do you press Edison and do you press Alisson in the same way?
We press Liverpool, yes.
Okay. No, but what I don't, that doesn't make sense to me, because I feel like the most dangerous players on our team in terms of getting the ball to Rashford or getting the ball in behind is Onana and Lissandro. It wouldn't make sense to leave Onana and Lissandro didn't
work.
With the ball.
So why didn't it work?
If you're going to press anybody, you press them. You let the likes of Casemiro have the ball. You let the fullbacks have the ball, you know? Because I feel like they're not threatening. But Lissandro and Onana, I feel like they would be, if anyone was going to do anything in that team, it would be them.
So why didn't it work then?
Because it broke down in the midfield and attack as per usual. Like, I'm not...
When the but ball even Onana's long balls, they were going straight to Ben White's head or in the hands of Aaron Ramsdale. The one time it did work is when Ben White was out of position.
I just don't think there's an alternative in that team when it comes to that midfield.
I just think we let you guys do what you wanted to
do. Just clear your
throat. No. Did you
want to
say something?
I've got a lot to say, but I'll let you guys finish, man.
I was enjoying the back and forth.
Yeah,
I was like,
sorry, yeah. You guys finish.
No, I just feel like a lot of United fans knew the issues with that midfield going into the game. We've been saying we need a, yeah, exactly.
I'm not even trying to throw shade. Yeah. Everybody knows that United
every
midfield.
Every top six game, we know that we're not going to have possession. Every top six game, we know we're going to get dominated.
You had more of the ball than us.
No, but in key positions, which you said clearly in the final third.
Yeah, 4%.
Which we didn't have, right? Every game, even Spurs is usually the only team that will have like more possession against. And even that wasn't the case a couple weeks ago. We've been saying we need a six. We've been saying we need someone to play against Casemiro. We've been saying that. And what do we get? We get a midfielder on deadline day. What's that going to do with us? And then another midfielder that's not a midfielder. Like, what is Mount meant to do in this team? Like, what is, like, what was he brought in to do? Like, I'm very confused. Like,
where was Mount today?
He wouldn't have made no difference.
I muted him on my time. I don't know nothing about him. That's a breakup right there. Sorry.
And Ten Hag was saying, oh, a central midfielder was so important for us to buy. So then you get Amrabat on the deadline day and you buy Mount. Like, what was the point of Mount then? Because we have Eriksen and Bruno. Like, what? Like, I want to know, what was the point? If you're not playing him as a central midfielder, what's the point?
I think that's a question to ask Erik ten Hag, because as Chelsea fans, we warned you. We did not know where Mount was going to fit, like, into that team whatsoever.
Like, Eriksen is a good player. Like, he's really good. But defensively, he's also a hologram. Like, the whose goal was Eriksen's fault?
He's a luxury player. He's not an eight. He's a 10.
You saw both sides of this game. You saw the great ball to Rashford. Rashford scores. You see him being run past. It's like, what did we get? We got one midfielder. United fans have been saying we need a defender, we need a centre back, we need a centre back. What did we get? We kept Harry Maguire.
You got Johnny Evans.
You got a centre back.
You got Johnny Evans.
I'm not talking about a centre back that the last time I played for United I was in primary school. You're talking about where was Johnny Evans? He got relegated.
As well. I can't lie.
We've been saying we need a centre back. Pogba, Tadebo, whatever.
You got Johnny Evans.
No, it's such a to replace Phil Jones with Johnny Evans is terrible.
You got Johnny Evans. Like, that is a centre back.
No, honestly, that.
They replaced Phil Jones with Johnny Evans.
We've been saying we need a centre back.
Nah, but you know what? That's a crime. Maybe not his answer to the crime. Because how can this guy just be keeping fitness and all of a sudden he's on pre-season?
You know what?
And then all of a sudden I see him signing a contract.
Allegedly is no longer for sale.
Lawrence.
That is shameless.
Lauren, I saw a lot of big United fans, like United, like Twitter accounts saying, oh, don't worry, Evans is just there to get his fitness up. United do this all the time. They care for their academy graduates. So I believed that. I was like, yeah. Johnny Evans is not playing for my team. Johnny Evans is training. We're being good to Johnny Evans. We don't want to release him.
You know, he's Emirates, on the bench.
He's on the pitch. Emirates, he's on the Do you know what? Moya said it on the group chat the best, yeah? This failure of an institution.
She's good at an institution.
What is that? What am I in 2023? Why am I seeing a centre back pairing of Maguire and Evans? And the worst bit is, apparently Lindelof went off injured as well. So no Lindelof, no Lissandro, no Varane. We're left with Harry Maguire and Johnny Evans. And we're playing Bayern next month, yeah?
Oof, at least Harry Maguire King. Will come back match fit after England.
Look. In one month's time, we're playing Harry Kane, we're playing Leroy Sané, we're playing Serge Gnabry with Evans and Maguire.
But this is the reason why he didn't want to buy a house in Essex.
Maguire?
Yeah.
He was
waiting for his time. He was waiting for his dreams. You know what? He probably saw it coming!
Martinez, Varane, Lindelof all be injured.
Yeah.
Maguire was meant to be at West Ham. This man saw it coming.
I can't lie, I looked at that Manchester United team and I knew you guys were going to get slapped today.
But we didn't get slapped, that's the point.
No, 3-1 is a slap.
No, let's not, like, the last goal is...
Arsenal were not clinical at all.
They weren't clinical. Arsenal, don't get me wrong, Arsenal didn't play well. No offense.
We didn't play well today.
They played better than United.
Yeah, they did. I think Saka was atrocious today.
Yeah, I think Dalot was really good. I think Dalot was good. I'm so Shaw and Saka Bridges. Shaw would have
done what?
Nothing.
Shaw would have said, "Here you go."
He would have been like, "Here you go."
Here's your way to the box. Exactly. Here, do you want a shot? Exactly. Let me move out of the way.
My favorite moment actually of the whole game is I'm gonna call him Uncle Onana because he looks such like an uncle.
The hair and the beard.
He looks
Onana. He must be the funniest human being in your team.
No, he's funny.
Do you see when you guys scored? When you guys scored, the celebration, you would have thought he scored himself. And then when Arsenal scored, he was like this. He was like, and I was looking at him.
He's got main character syndrome.
He does.
He's his own star, his own Nollywood film, man. It's so ridiculous.
No, but honestly, on the game though, from an Arsenal point of view, I think Declan Rice was fantastic. I think there would have been Arsenal fans out there that had reservations because number 5 was
like
out
you.
Injured.
Don't want to talk about yourself.
Still, I'm still not 100% sold, but I will accept the 100 million for that goal. Like, that goal's worth 100 million to me. Beat United, no better feeling. But, again, Rice was fantastic. Martinelli,
I thought, for United,
even 150. Martinelli and Wan-Bissaka, I think their duel was evenly contested. Sometimes Nelly got the better of him, sometimes Wan-Bissaka.
No, I think Wan-Bissaka was poor.
I don't think he was poor.
I don't think he was.
I think it was evenly contested. Compared to the other side, Dalot got...
Wan-Bissaka had no protection from Anthony whatsoever. Wan-Bissaka was left.
Wan-Bissaka was fighting for his life.
No, he was fighting.
He was fighting for his life.
Maybe in the first half and Anthony in the second half.
Not enough. Not enough.
I don't think he trapped back enough.
Anthony was
But my biggest prop for the day, Gabriel Magalhães, welcome back to the team. The last couple of games, it's like, why has he been left out today?
Didn't you guys like blackmail him so he doesn't go Saudi?
I don't care what we do.
I love a defender
who loves to defend, and that guy, he lives for the duels, for the tackles, everything.
He didn't have to do anything though until Hodgson came on.
What did he say his name?
In my head, before I said that, I was like, what is it?
Hodgson.
Sorry, apologies.
Hodgson. Hodgson.
I said it phonetically. That's the name that I saw on the
back of
the shirt.
And you know what? It's because he made a video how to say his name as well. You're disrespectful.
So do I follow Manchester United on social media? Sorry.
To be honest, one positive from that game is him. I'm happy I never have to see AM9 ever again. Ever again.
But what did he really do when he came on?
He made
Gabriel do something.
Well, he wrestled with Gabriel.
Did you guys think that they should have had a penalty?
Who?
Manchester United.
When?
Gabriel and Hoyland.
I feel like if you give those, we're going to have too many penalties, personally.
Yeah. Okay, so what did we think about Kai Havertz's penalty shout?
I'm not being funny.
I'm gonna ask you, have you not seen Kai Havertz do that so many times in a Chelsea shirt?
Yeah, I mean, that chance he had in the first half.
Oh, brother.
It was like, you know, when people go top golf and but they never play golf and they swing and they miss.
Yeah.
That's what Kai Havertz did.
Yeah, and even the penalty was not a penalty. Like, he's so soft. I'm not going to start on Anthony Taylor. I said I was going to be better this season on goal diggers. I'm not going to call for the man at 45 again, but he is robbing their living. How can you be so sure of that penalty, then go to the screen, and then all of a sudden you're not sure?
I feel like
because the VAR overturned.
Yeah, like pre-VAR, I think a lot of those penalties were given. When a player he didn't touch it.
Like, he literally bumped his leg into Wan-Bissaka's leg.
It wasn't a penalty, but I feel like VAR is so inconsistent. Mm. Until he went over to the screen, I wasn't expecting it to be overturned.
Because they tend to sometimes overturn them, sometimes they don't.
I feel like I'm the only one that was really impressed with how VAR handled that today. I thought it was handled very well.
What's
it wasn't clear and obvious.
Is the fact that that same incident,
it wasn't clear enough,
again,
so why was it overturned?
And it will be given, the penalty decision will stand.
That
and
same incident happened. That same incident happened before to Arsenal. David Luiz, red card.
Oh, against Wolves.
Like, red card. I will never forget it. Yeah. That man, I don't know who it was that he fouled, but that person fell over by his own feet, and David Luiz got a red card.
But
even
the same in the North London Derby, Emerson got a red card for a challenge that was less than Saka's challenging to Bruno. It's just they're not consistent.
Yeah.
Saka's challenging to Bruno. Please, if that was Casemiro.
They're just not consistent. Like Casemiro.
Was Casemiro on the pitch today? Yeah.
Right.
No, honestly, I didn't notice him.
Be for real.
I did not notice him.
He had a
at
couple
all.
Tackles in him. Come
but
on.
But if that was Casemiro,
he has a reputation of being a thug.
Yeah, but Martinez also had a.
He loves to hack people, that one.
That he's not Argentinian, like they all do it. Romero's the same.
Didn't.
Yeah, they
all do. Full tackles.
Was it Martinez who kicked the guy in the head?
This season.
No.
Oh no, sorry, that was Lindelof.
Can he
Lindelof.
Break
Lindelof.
Shy.
Wow.
Why am I laughing?
Hey. We don't condone discrimination.
We don't condone at all. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with
that. She's allowed to say he looks like her uncle because of the hair.
And the beard. He looks like any normal.
I'm not
going to
lie. I actually have an uncle that looks like another. Like, I hear it. I have an uncle that looks like another. I get it. I see it. But
so we think VAR had a good day today.
I think VAR had an up and down game.
I don't
today.
Think so. I think there should have been two reds card per team.
Two red cards per team?
No, sorry. Sorry, one red card per team, sorry.
Oh, I'm going to say two? We're watching the same match.
I think Saka should have got sent off, and I think Lindelof should have got sent off.
For the Eddie.
He literally kicked him in the head. If you rewatch it, his
foot. Oh, did he make contact with the head? I know he kicked him in the. I know he kicked him in the belly.
The yellow card for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know he kicked him in the belly.
I think that should have been a record.
I think I'm not being. Do you know what? Let me not get cancelled. In fact, it won't get me cancelled. But why, as a man, why is your head all the way down there? I don't get it. It's true. Why is your head all the way down?
His head wasn't even low.
His head was low. He went down like that.
No, but
are we talking about the same incident?
His head was low.
I think
Lindelof was dangerous.
Do you think if there wasn't a covering player, that would have been straight red?
Yeah, that's what, because Martinez was there. That's why I didn't think it was a red card, because it's not denial of goal scoring opportunity. But like I said, Emerson Royale got sent off in the North London Derby for a tackle that was less than Saka's.
Yeah.
Okay, we get it.
I'm just saying, like, that's
no,
the problem.
Let her protest.
VAR is not consistent. Like, you see something happen and you're like, oh, but I've seen someone give a red for that. I've seen a penalty overturned for that. It's.
I think the point is annoying. More correct decisions, and Havertz's one was a correct decision. So
as long as they consistently
keep up,
they
were. Was it a clear and obvious? Then technically VAR shouldn't have overturned it then, because that's
the
barometer.
But the barometer's dumb. If it's wrong, tell us it's wrong. Don't say if it's clear enough.
Are we talking about the Kai Havertz penalty?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so with VAR, I don't think VAR did anything wrong. They didn't tell him to overturn it. They just said, go to the monitor and check it.
Yeah, but everybody knows what go to the monitor means.
But
it means
not
you
entirely.
Made a mistake.
But not entirely.
99%
if there
of the time,
was,
they're going to overturn the decision.
If there was actual, like, clear and obvious contact, then, you know, you won't overturn the decision and VAR would have just stayed out
but
of
Lauren's
it.
Lauren's point is, when was the last time you saw a ref go to the monitor and not change their mind?
Which is fine.
Yeah.
But it was the right decision.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
It was the right
but
call.
By VAR's laws, it's supposed to intervene when there's a clear and obvious error.
I've got the law right here.
If you don't think it's a clear and obvious error, technically, even though I don't think it was a penalty either, they shouldn't have intervened. And that's the problem. VAR needs to change.
It says, for one, if the VAR's view does not agree with the referee, with what the referee believes they have seen, they can recommend an overturn. Where the information received from the VAR falls outside of the referee's expectation range, or where there is a serious missed incident, the referee can use the, I don't know what RAA means. I think that's the, is that the screen? RRA.
Probably.
Yeah. So the referee can use the screen to assist with a final decision, which is what he did.
I don't know. As I said, as long as, you know, we see those, because Salah does it. There's a lot of
Salah's good
forwards in this league, right, that initiate contact with the defender and then
Harry
go
Kane
down.
Used to do that as well.
And then it's class. What Havertz done is smart play.
You know what? Not my problem anymore.
It's cheating, but it's smart centre forward play. Suarez used to get praised for it all the time.
It's not smart.
They
didn't get a penalty.
Okay. That's not the point I'm making here, Tiwa.
Yeah, but if we bring up pre-VAR players, like Suarez was doing that in the Premier League and we didn't have VAR.
So yeah. All right, so Salah does it. Mm. Bruno's very good at doing it as well. They will initiate.
Yeah, because Bruno's been found out because he was on the floor. Like,
I would never forget that penalty. What game was it? I think you played Aston Villa, and Bruno kicked the player, and United got the penalty, and everyone was spun. So I think it's smart play. It's just that if they consistently say no, you initiated contact with the defender, and then you went down, and no one else gets a penalty. I don't think anyone else, like football fans, will not complain as long as you're consistent. So it better be a no 38 times a season than a no tomorrow, a yes the day after, a yes the day after that, then a no again, then a yes again, then a no. That's what makes us irate.
Yeah.
What do you think about Havertz's performance today?
Yeah. Is Kai Havertz enough for whatever Arteta has planned for him?
I think he's struggling. I think with Kai...
Kai Havertz.
No, just Kai. I think in the beginning, our preservations was defensively, is he going to be able to do what Xhaka does? Mm. And I think from a defensive...
Of course not.
No, but from a defensive point of view, Kai Havertz has performed very well for Arsenal.
But offensively, he can't.
No, but it's like,
what Xhaka does.
Offensively now.
What
do you mean? Wait, why are you confused? It's truth.
No. It's just the expectation of thinking that he will do what Xhaka does. And also have an offensive output. Mm. What?
Because Kai Havertz last season, he was doing both. Like, he was essentially the box to box in that
Xhaka's
role.
Xhaka's not the problem. It's Kai.
No, but now I think we have to change our expectation and understand that he won't be able to do what was done in the previous system last year.
Yeah, but wouldn't you have been able to say that watching him play for Chelsea?
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. No, the expectation was wild to begin with. Yeah. It shouldn't have needed to be changed. This guy.
But I don't think the expectation was for him to be a new Xhaka. I don't think Arteta's that.
Like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, now it's changed. But I'm saying from a fan point of view, it's like we were holding on to, this is what Granit done in our team, so this is what Kai needs to do. Again.
So what's the expectation?
Tima's face!
No, I'm so confused. What's the expectations for Kai Havertz?
What's the expectation
what is
now?
The expectations for Kai Havertz in this Arsenal team? What is his role and what are the expectations?
For me, it's still up in there. In the last four games
Shameless.
That I've watched him, I'm being deadly honest here. In the last four games that I've watched him, I think off the ball, he's got a grasp of where he needs to be. On the ball, I still think he's a bit too slow in comparison with the rest of the Arsenal team. Like, his touches are lethargic. No. He takes time to make a decision.
Do you know what's crazy? Do you know what is actually so crazy? You sound like me when we bought him.
Yeah.
It's okay. Let me defend my player.
No, I'm just saying. Like, this is exactly my point of view when we started.
Because if you say his role in this team is offensive, then we're going to be like, okay, but where are the numbers? Then you're going to tell us, no, his role is to be like Xhaka, is to be a bit more defensive. But like, where are the defensive abilities? It's just kind of like...
His defensive numbers for Arsenal are very good. But do you know what it is with me? I'm not judging Kai based on what he done at Chelsea. I don't give a fuck. Respectfully,
like
that is a failing institution. I'm saying,
are you judging him off of Bayer Leverkusen?
No, I'm saying, for me, for Kai, it's been four games, right? He hasn't hit the ground running. He has a clean slate. I don't care what he done at Chelsea.
Yeah.
It's been four games. He hasn't been terrible, but he hasn't been fantastic. And I definitely
but
do
what are
think
the expectations?
This is the thing.
Eventually, he will get it. That's what I'm saying.
No, what is he going to get?
What is he gonna get? That's what I don't. Yeah, that's what you're gonna get.
Okay, so eventually, Kai, for me, he will start scoring. He will start assisting.
What kind of numbers are we looking
at?
I
can't predict that.
But do you not think? Look, listen. What you're saying, you sound like me last season.
Bro.
Like, eventually he will click. Eventually he'll get it. I think he will do well for Arsenal. Like, I have no doubt. I've always said he will do better. Arsenal, Havertz will be better for Arsenal than Mount will be for Manchester United, and that's a hill I'm going to die on. However, it is the same arguments that Chelsea fans were having. Like, it's the same things about him doing his. The off the ball stuff and his defensive stuff, and excusing the other aspects of his work. It's the same thing about him having lethargic touches. It's the same thing about him slightly being slow. It's the same. You can dismiss the whole what he did for Chelsea. Fine, that's fair enough. That's up to you. But I'm not seeing anything different in terms of how he's played for Arsenal. Anything that he's done for Chelsea. I think the problem is Kai Havertz in his mind needs to make up his mind and be like, I'm going to be the player and fulfill my potential. Right now, I feel like he's just going through the motions.
He needs to go and play in the position that got him the move to Chelsea in the first place. But he was playing like a false nine at Bayer Leverkusen, and that's when we saw a talented player, somebody who wasn't having to think too much and was finishing.
But he played up for Chelsea and it didn't work.
Most strikers that play the striker role at Chelsea, it doesn't work. No, just historically, recently, since Diego Costa, Chelsea, it's difficult to be a Chelsea number nine or
player.
So then you
should be expecting him to be doing big things for Arsenal then. If Chelsea
I don't think he's going to do big things for Arsenal playing the left side of midfield. Personally, I don't think that position suits him. What got him the move to Chelsea was not doing that. Personally,
he hasn't done that in a very long time, to be fair. I think under Lampard, he did it a couple of times. Mm. Lampard's first stint. And then ever since then, it's like second striker, nine. Try playing him in a cam, doesn't work. Try playing him right wing, left wing, doesn't work. It's just a whole rollercoaster of things. But like you said to me, you think Kai Havertz will somehow find his way and
click
with
this
team.
I just think he needs time. And I feel like
needed time.
Yeah, but as I said, the reason why you guys are saying that is because of Chelsea. He has a lot of behaviours to unlearn.
Do you know what? You've been on your high horse this entire
episode. I'm literally just saying.
Because of Chelsea, this
that's
institution.
That's where he came from. Every time you guys are referencing
wake
him,
up and smell
Chelsea.
The coffee.
There's no coffee
wake
to smell.
Up and smell
at the end
coffee.
Of the day, he's played four games for Arsenal. And it's like you guys already want Arsenal fans to have their pitchforks out, say, get Kai Havertz.
No, I don't.
But Arsenal the pitchforks are already out. Sammy's pitchfork is out. Julie's pitchfork is out.
But it's just like, for me, again, a player that we weren't a big fan of last season, Fabio Vieira, everyone wanted him gone. This season, even though he's played only in substitute appearances, he looks a lot better than he did last season. End of the day, I'm giving Kai Havertz time. It's been
so we have
games.
To give him to the second season.
I'm not saying you have to give him to the second season. You guys can be as patient as you want, but for me, we invested a lot of money into him, gave Chelsea £65 million. I don't think Arteta would waste that amount of money if he didn't think
he's
that he
wasted
could get,
a lot of money before.
If he didn't think that he could Nicholas get Pepe wasn't Arteta signing. If he thinks that we could get something out of Kai Havertz, and as far as I'm concerned, I think we will. It's just a matter of time.
Arteta said, I said to Havertz, things are hard at the beginning. When I met my wife at the beginning, it was hard to conquer her. I had to try and message her and go. Is it message or massage? Massage her and go. At the end, when she says, yes, we can be together, it's beautiful.
If your manager says that to you, you call HR.
I have to say, like, what's going on in Spain and Spanish football? Why is he making those comments?
He said that post-match interview. I don't think it was as weird as when it's being read back in the time.
No, shy.
It's weird.
This is why I crash it.
Exactly. What's going on in Spain? Why are you making those kind of comments?
It's what the devil was there. Have some discernment, bro. What's happening in Spain right now is not cute. You know, you don't mean any harm.
But
he's got I get what he's saying there though. You've got to be patient, and when it comes, it will be great. I don't know when. You don't know what he wants to do with Arteta. I don't know what he with Havertz. I don't know what he wants to do with Havertz. But good luck. Cause we've been here with three different managers, and in fact more than three managers, innit? Like four or five different managers, and nothing's ever really
clicked. Tuchel was the one who got the best out of him.
Did he though?
I think the Champions League.
Champions League one was the best I've ever seen Havertz play. In the Champions League, Havertz will be a different player.
I think
he's a much better player in the Champions League.
Isn't he like him and Jorginho like the only players that have played in the Champions League in that team for a while, isn't it?
Zinchenko.
Oh yeah, Zinchenko and Jesus. Yeah.
Did they play,
the only Champions League winners.
I'm not even trying to throw shade.
His Champions League record is actually very
okay.
He's good.
Not a winner.
Anyway, moving on.
So, Seagal,
you mentioned Man United's attack, and you've got Garnacho, you've got Rashford, you've got Hojlund.
Hojlund.
You've got Hojlund, you've got Garnacho, you've got Rashford. Mm-hmm. You've got, who else do you have? Sancho, whenever he comes back, whatever the deal is with him.
Is he Martial?
Nah. So in the like post match conference, they asked him where was Sancho, and he was like, "Is he injured?" They were like, "No." Ten Hag was like, "No, he's not injured. I just didn't select him."
So what do you see for your future of your attack?
Do you know what? Yeah, I don't think I've been more disillusioned with a Man United attack in a very, very long time. It's just, bar Rashford, I'm just like.
But you know what's crazy? Like, your attack seems fine. Like, I think it's just the connection with the midfield.
What
I mean,
is fine about
what's,
that?
Yeah, what's fine about Anthony, though? What's fine about Anthony?
I didn't put Anthony on my list. I'm
but he's in the attack. Yes, he's in there. He starts.
I'm looking at. Can rely on, and
I think Garnacho and Rashford and Hojlund. They seem like they could work some magic. And especially if Anthony Martial.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Al gets back to the
Never.
Place.
There's no more getting back. No. I don't
yeah, but who's
no
playing, who's playing on the right, though? Out of that front three.
That's between them and God.
I'm just, yeah.
I think with God. United, Marcus Rashford out on the left is
it
the
works.
Best that
it
he can
works.
Be. For
it's
me,
so
Rashford
good.
In that false nine strike or whatever it is. Yeah.
Because he refuses to play.
Terrible.
He doesn't want to play there.
He's not good with his back to goal, in my opinion. Right?
That's fact.
But the rest of the Manchester
the
United
right
attack... I'm sorry, it's all dire. Like, you could make an argument that they have the worst attack in the top six.
Have you seen Chelsea's?
No. We're better than Chelsea's.
Raheem Sterling is better than any Manchester United attacker.
And on that note, we're going to leave the Man United talk over there.
Wait. Chelsea's front three is not... Let's not... No.
All right, guys, no. You let us know. Is Raheem Sterling... Can Raheem Sterling make it into Manchester United's team?
Yeah, of course.
100%.
Replacing any of their attackers.
Maybe not Rashford. Do you think Rashford?
Sterling can play on the right, Rashford on the left.
One bad season in his Premier League career. True. And people want to listen. Anyway,
so moving on to the Champions League.
Something I
can
actually talk about.
You're playing Bayern Munich.
True, step out.
Yeah. Let's step out.
I knew you were excited you weren't playing Bayern Munich. I know.
I was so disappointed. That's the only thing I wanted. It's the only thing I wanted.
You think I want to see Harry Kane.
Came to the Emirates.
Wait, let's get into it, okay? Let's talk about the groups that Man United are in and Arsenal are in. So Man United, you've got Bayern Munich, Copenhagen and Galatasaray. Arsenal, you have Sevilla, PSV and Lens. I don't know how Arsenal pulled that out of the bag.
Yeah, it is. Very, very good draw.
That's a European.
Yeah, but the thing is that Arsenal group.
No, wait, pause.
Can I not land?
No. I'm so sorry. I really apologize. You're telling me, yeah, is a Europa League group.
Oh, God, I know where you're going with this.
I said the quality of the Champions League is ass. You guys. Are they not in the Champions League, though?
Because out of pot one, you got Sevilla. Sevilla, who, like, I don't think they've won a La Liga game yet. Who lost
Sevilla
a lot
like
of their
to come
players,
third, let's not
like,
lie, so they can go for the Europa League.
So you did get lucky with it because Sevilla was the worst group in pot one. Maybe bar, like, who else is it? That's it.
So then my point of
But this is what I was about to say.
If you ask a Newcastle fan, they're not thinking that.
Yeah. Because it's a poor team with Champions League heritage.
That's just Newcastle.
The thing, about
that, being funny, you shouldn't be dissing Sevilla either. They got more European heritage than you.
I didn't diss Sevilla.
The thing about that Arsenal group.
So now this Sevilla.
No, they started really poor this year.
The thing about that Arsenal group is there was potential banana skins for Arsenal. Yeah. Because
and they avoided it.
Because the thing is, we all know what happened in Europa League. So even if we joke that's a Europa League group, yeah, that's still not good news for Arsenal.
Didn't you play PSV last year?
Yeah, we won one and we lost the other one.
That's silence.
You can hear a pin drop after
it's
that.
It's alright though, we will show you how to beat Sevilla, I can promise that.
Because you've done it, right?
We haven't played them. But our record against Spanish teams compared to yours...
That's won a Europa League, the same Europa League that Arsenal have been in 7 years and still haven't won it.
Did they knock you out?
Yeah. At least we got Europa League. Where's your
Europa League hype, man?
7 years.
Have some class.
Okay, so with Man United playing...
Class! That's not shameless.
So shameless. So shameless.
I don't know who's more shameless, me or Tima.
You. Definitely you. Definitely you. 100% you. So Bayern Munich, Copenhagen, Galatasaray. Segal.
We're losing at Galatasaray away.
To be honest, Galatasaray away is not easy.
And they've been picking up some players. I mean, it's tough anyways in general.
They've got Zaha, no?
Yeah, Cardi, Zaha.
And that crowd.
You're coming. You might.
that crowd. If you guys don't turn up, that crowd.
That crowd will eat you alive.
Did you see what Zaha was doing when he signed? Do you see the way that crowd was reacting just to him signing? You're finished.
Did you see the Ziyech one as well?
Where he shushed it. Oh, his announcement video was the best thing ever.
No. When Ziyech went to their game at halftime. And they revealed him at halftime.
In the crowd.
God.
They love football.
God.
Football is a religion there. It's a religion.
I remember last time we were in Turkey, Beşiktaş. Do you remember that goal against Oli from the halfway line? And it ran all across the pitch and scored. Yeah, that day I was like, this club.
Finito. So in Group C, there's Napoli, Real Madrid, Braga, Union Berlin. I think that's pretty self-explanatory. Real Madrid and Napoli to go through on that one. Yeah. Benfica in Group D with Inter, Salzburg, Real Sociedad.
That one's a bit tricky.
Inter's finishing top of the group.
Benfica finishing top of the
group. No, Inter Milan. Listen, people don't give them enough credit. Their style might be unappealing to the eye, but they're still one of the best teams in the competition.
And they are Champions League finalists, so they have some sort of weight to uphold. Group E, Feyenoord, Atletico Madrid, Lazio and Celtic. Celtic are back.
Atletico are playing really good football at the moment. Atletico are playing really good football at the moment. I wouldn't be surprised if they go far in this season's Champions League.
Sorry, repeat that.
Atletico Madrid. They started the season well. Mm. They play. For some reason, Simeone now all of a sudden can play expansive. Lovely football.
It's despite Felix, man.
I wouldn't be surprised if they go really far this season, based on how the season started. But by the time the groups come around, you could be looking at a different.
All right, and this probably group of death. PSG.
If you're a Newcastle Dortmund, fan and you listen to this, we apologise.
AC Milan and Newcastle.
Can you imagine Dan Byrne against Mbappe and Liao? Finished.
And Dembele as well. Don't forget that. Dembele too.
Do you know what's really unique about all that group? I think every away game is a tough game.
Oh, 100%.
All of the atmospheres in 100%. Every stadium.
Like every Champions League game.
No. Stop.
To be fair, most Champions, I would say 70% of Champions League away games are difficult.
That's why
just because of the crowd.
That's but how intense to go used. To Dortmund.
I'm
as much
not
as...
gonna lie, you wouldn't really know about this topic. Let's keep it. Oh. Anyway,
they've been in the Champions League.
Love that. I'm sorry, she was best speaking. How are you? You ain't been to an away game in how many years?
So I should just stay silent.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, you can't really talk about the atmosphere, but you haven't really been to one.
But I've been to Champions League away days as a neutral. So Paris, I've been. I know what it's like. Okay. Dortmund, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Emirates?
Pew, pew.
I don't know why two of our finished bottom half of the table is going to be spectators while talking.
Because we got two, man.
Oh, you'll be a spectator this year. Like, let the people that are in Europe talk about Europe.
Yeah, okay. Win it. As I said, win it.
Anyway.
Did Arsenal win a Champions League?
Oh no, we're all done. We're all done.
I won't come back on the pods.
I think we'll have to disband the
thing. They can run their own episode. Arsenal special.
Episode season. They can run their own season. We will not. But
to be fair, I won't hear it until they get two. To be honest, if you get one, whatever. Get two.
No,
then
we
chat.
We used to do it to City. Now.
Now look. Please. Yeah, look, speaking of Man City, I don't know. Every single year they seem to get Leipzig. Yeah. Every single before it was Shakhtar Donetsk. Yeah. Now they moved it on to Leipzig. So
and they took some of their
group is probably one of the easiest.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but City always get a calm group.
Yeah, they always get an easy group. Leipzig, Crvena.
If we're butchering pronunciation,
is it Red Star Belgrade? Why did they spell it CRV?
That's their language.
Okay. Young Boys,
Young Boys,
and Man City, and Group H. We've got Barcelona, Porto, Shakhtar Donetsk. I can't see the last one at all. And Antwerp.
Barcelona will be fine.
Yeah, Barcelona will be fine. Okay,
Shakhtar would have been hard, but Shakhtar lost a lot of their players.
Me, Real Madrid's group. I think Real Madrid will be fine
you
as
really
well. But
about Real Madrid?
Real Napoli, who?
How many goals Jude getting in the group stage? Jude Bellingham. How many goals? How many games?
He will stop
scoring
eventually. It will.
I hope he doesn't though. Can you imagine an English boy becomes Real Madrid captain?
I won't become captain.
But you never know. Mm-mm. If he carries on in this trajectory for the next couple of years, yeah, not scoring every goal, but you know, with the way he's been playing and how positive he's been playing and how he relates to the fans.
That
if
celebration,
becomes,
man, it just connects you as a fan.
If he becomes a Real Madrid captain, he would have made history.
He's
anyway,
so young. The thing about Jude Bellingham,
I think there's too much pressure.
I don't think there's too much pressure. He's handling it. But also, I think to myself, he's such a good advert for what you can achieve as an English footballer abroad. Like what he did in Dortmund was amazing. Like 18 years old, became captain. What by the time he was 20, and now has gone to Real Madrid, and he's that player for Real Madrid. I think more English players should go and play abroad and expand their game, because I think when that happens, and Southgate loses his job, then England can win the trophy.
I was about to say, what about Southgate?
But I also think Jude has been exceptional. And there will be a lot of English players that never reach that level.
Yeah.
Or they'll go abroad and then try to come back to get the same recognition, like a Jadon Sancho type thing.
Because really and truly, Jude, he's a one-of-a-kind player.
Yeah. He's a generational talent, man. His legacy could surpass Gerrard, Lampard. He's that good.
Gerrard.
You say that, but I'm concerned that good. Injury-wise,
if Real Madrid start going on their Champions League lucky sprints again...
You can't win 14, 15 with luck.
As I said, Shai,
winning you can't. That's not luck. That's heritage. That's heritage.
Okay, let's step off Shai's neck just for a second. Just for a second.
Everyone's on me for what reason?
Because you're the Champions League lucky.
I'm not talking about that. I'm saying you have an element of luck to win 3 Champions Leagues in a row. Let me bring up an example, right? Yeah. Semi-final against Bayern Munich, Real Madrid scored 3 offside goals. Every single one of them stood and they went to the final. That's the luck I'm talking about. But anyways, in saying that, going back to Lauren's point, if Real Madrid start to dominate the Champions League again, of course he supports Lampard.
As like what?
The best English midfielder. Because when she said Gerard Lampard, Anita said no, just Gerard.
You can't, but it's difficult being outside of the Premier League and then being known as the best English midfielder. I feel like they would struggle to
At Real Madrid, I think, of all the clubs, if you're a non-Premier League club, he can do that at Madrid. Mm. Like, the trajectory that he is on, he is better than Lampard and Gerrard were at the age of 20.
Do you know who else was? Dele Alli.
But Dele Alli was playing at Spurs.
Yeah,
he's playing for Real Madrid. He's going to come with Champions League. I can't even argue with it
because when you play at Real Madrid, you're basically kings of the world. It's different gravy than Spurs. So I can
hold that, man. Dele never got a big move. Jude is at the best club in terms of legacy. He's wearing Zidane's number.
Can you imagine
he's doing what he's doing already?
Can you imagine Liverpool almost got him?
Yeah, that hey, hate you. Enzo. Shout out Ella, innit? Shout out Ella.
What's the next Caicedo.
Labia.
Almost FC.
Love you, Ella.
Listen, Almost FC. Okay, so how far do we reckon Jude's legacy goes? You said he could be better than, what's his name? Gerrard and Lampard. Does everyone else agree with that? Or do you think that there's going to be an eventual stopgap?
I'm worried for his longevity. I can't lie. Some of the way his legs have been wrapped up. Yeah, I really hope that we don't see what we've seen in other youngsters that like Rooney, like Owen. I hope that he can actually get to 30, 31, 32 and there still be that longevity.
Do you know what would be interesting
it's
for
concerning?
Me,
he's only 20, so, and he's played a lot of football.
When things turn nasty at Madrid, they get really nasty.
Especially for a certain type
of
player.
So if it ends Hazard. Up where there's a period where it's not going well for Jude, I would love to see how he handles it. Because being the biggest club in the world in which Real Madrid are, is a different kind of pressure to a Dortmund. Like, for example, what Jude done last season, final day of the season, the league's on the line. He was he ended up crying. Stuff like that, Madrid fans don't forgive you for. I've seen them boo Ronaldo. I've seen them boo Bale. Ben, like, they're so ruthless.
They don't.
So I think that will be really interesting to see if things ever do get on top at Madrid.
I don't forget when they booed Ronaldo. I couldn't believe my ears. I said, this man, that's won you how many Champions Leagues? You're booing him.
It's the same with Bale, though. Like, they don't rate his legacy.
Nah,
it's crazy. I think the game after, Ronaldo scored a hat-trick. And he apologised to them.
Yeah. And I think there was nothing that Bale could do to win over those fans. No. Overhead kick, Champions League final. Delivered. Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. Nothing he could do.
That was later. That was later in his
No, it's from the very beginning.
No,
it was from the very
beginning. The overhead kick in a Champions League final.
No. I'm thinking when he did that goal against Barcelona, where he ran back onto the pitch.
That
they
was
still
early.
Loved him.
No, where they turned on Gareth Bale is where he went. Wales golf, Madrid.
But
no,
it was bad before.
It was before
way
them.
Before.
But that just intensified.
It's because he kept getting injuries. That's why.
No. I even think some of those injuries were lies. I remember the exact point. It was still in his first season. Even after that Barca goal, there were still chatters, and it's because he didn't want to learn Spanish. There were still chatters.
But he did know Spanish.
He never spoke it.
Yeah, but
he never spoke it. It's disrespectful.
He wouldn't speak it in public. That was it. He
it's
just
like
didn't know what he would.
8 years and I've never seen him speak English.
You've never heard him? Excuse me, my friend.
That's it.
Can you repeat, please? You forgot. I would never forget that. That press conference.
No, man. Gareth Bale, man.
About Martial, but let's continue, man.
I can also see Bellingham as an England captain, I'm not going to lie.
100%.
That was
100%.
I think the next captain is between him and Rice.
You think Rice?
Declan Rice.
I'm so sorry. Rice doesn't have the...
He definitely has aura.
He actually... Rice, don't do that. Rice has the minerals.
Bellingham has...
It's going to be Declan Rice.
I think... Like,
it depends on who the manager is. If the next England manager, because it cannot be Southgate, past
Graham
next
Potter.
Summer.
Be for real.
If it's a manager that wants a match winner as the captain, they'll pick Jude.
It's going to be Bellingham, yeah.
They'll pick Jude.
I don't think Jude will get captaincy before Declan Rice. You're talking about...
There's people even ahead of Declan Rice.
Like who?
I'm so sorry. After Harry Kane, who's next?
Rice.
Harry Maguire.
Well, Sterling's still in that team.
Sterling will never be captain.
Whilst Rashford is still in that team.
Rashford will never be captain.
Rashford captain of who?
Rashford, no. But I mean, Raheem's captain the side.
Raheem
in the
Sterling will never be an official England captain.
No, I'm so sorry. Southgate is weird. He'll give it to like Luke Shaw before he gives it to
I don't think so.
I think it's going to Rice.
I think after like the Henderson, Harry Kane era, Declan Rice, soon in my opinion, he'll be captain of Arsenal and he will also be captain of the national team, in my opinion.
Where's Odegaard going?
Vice captain.
You're going to demote Odegaard.
I think eventually Arteta will. Not my personal decision, but I see it happen.
Fair enough. I see Declan Rice.
Doesn't win anything with the midfield of
Rice. I don't think we should think
Bellingham.
About it. It's not going to be Southgate's decision. We have to
Rice
manifest that he's
know,
going
man.
To be gone after
I
next summer.
Know.
I think we'll win the World Cup.
If England win the World Cup, he is manager till his death, till he dies.
Which World Cup? When? The Euros
end
next
up
summer.
Like Roy
Euros
Hodgson.
Sorry, England need to sacrifice the Euros to get that man out.
Even if he wins the Euros, he will never be going anywhere. We've never.
All right, let's move it on from England because we'll come back to the England team and we'll come back to the squad. But let's move it on, and let's talk a little bit about Chelsea.
I'm not talking about them. the rest of you lot can talk about this team. Because me, I'm not here to defend nothing. Scratch it on them. You can tell us that we're going to get relegated. And I'll probably cheer because it's indefensible. It's inexcusable.
What was going through your mind
when
Nicholas Jackson missed?
Oh,
I was at Bottomless Brunch having my sixth drink, thinking this Prosecco tastes amazing.
Didn't you guys say when Havertz and Mount leave and you guys get better attackers that these goals?
Who's they? Who?
I'm just saying amongst
Chelsea. No, you can't ask Timo. Timo's been lighting up that board in the Twitter spaces.
For
a very long time.
If I say what I want to say, I'll get kicked off of Gold Diggers. But
it's four games into the season, Tima.
Listen,
how many wins do you have won?
Yeah.
Yeah, four points of.
They're 12th still. Yeah. I saw the table.
Wait, 4 points?
4 points of four games.
Yeah. still 12, the exact same position as last
season. No, don't deserve it. The thing is, like, if I go on a run, like, it's going to take up the whole episode. But let me just tell you, in the summer, when Chelsea fans, such as Anita and others, were going on about how much they loved pre-season and look how great... I said, pre-season isn't a marker.
Sis, I didn't watch pre-season. Leave me out of it.
I don't know, yeah. I just associate you with this new era. So, like, when
she called you a happy clappy fan.
She called me a Gen Z. What the fuck?
She said, do happy clappy.
I just don't like... I don't agree with the way that they have gone around the spending. I don't agree with the targets that they've bought in. I've always said the thing about the Chelsea fans love the clear out, but I've always said the clear out will mean nothing unless you get players that come in and they have the quality, experience and youth. You have to have a mixture of three. We've got one. We've only got the youth players in. I don't see the quality there. I think that obviously there's mitigating circumstances such as the fact that we've got 9 injuries. And to start the season with 9 injuries, particularly when majority of them are first teamers, that's not great for Pochettino's plans, particularly in Kunku. Like, I think he is like key in terms of how Pochettino when wanted to play. Back? Not until November.
Not when we play.
No, he's not there.
Which
injured.
November? Mid November, because Poch comes back on the 4th. So
I don't know. He says November.
Just checking.
Nicholas Jackson, obviously, like, we needed a striker before. Like, Nicholas Jackson was never going to be enough. And Ambrosio, who's coming back from an ACL. How Chelsea have not gone out and got a top-quality striker?
But what were the options? Like, who?
Vlahovic, Osimhen.
They're, like, 200 million each.
Chelsea, they spent 1 million, Chelsea. Man. I don't think there's a limit. The limit doesn't exist.
But, like, someone like Vlahovic cost a lot more than he is worth.
But
like,
they were willing. But they were willing to do a swap deal with Lukaku. But Chelsea said no.
So they just gave him to Roma.
Did Chelsea say no, or did Lukaku say no? And yeah. Juventus fans.
Chelsea said no. Chelsea
no. No, because Lukaku he was sending Juve his numbers on the slide.
Well, weren't it Juventus fans that were chanting saying we don't want Lukaku? Like, don't bring him.
Can't you blame them?
Yeah. Like, it's obviously, like, Nicholas Jackson isn't enough. You called him disaster earlier. I didn't correct you because I think he is a disaster. Like, I didn't correct you for a reason.
They were saying
sure, I didn't correct you.
I didn't correct you. And do not get me started on Sanchez in goal. Oh, my goodness.
You miss Kepa?
I don't miss...
She said, don't push it.
Listen.
No, but there's a reason why De Zerbi benched him at Brighton. There's actually a reason why he dropped him.
How is this guy... this guy, if you go back and look at Salah's offside goal against Chelsea in the first game, this guy splattered on the floor. And I'm not exaggerating. He literally splattered. I've never seen goalkeeping like it. Every shot I saw a stat that he's faced 7 shots and 5 of them have been goals.
I think with Chelsea... There are some bright sparks to your team.
Who?
I think Raheem Sterling has come back into his old form.
I think Enzo's good as well.
Enzo is a phenomenal midfielder.
But he's 100%. Not a 10.
He's not, but he's a phenomenal midfielder. And I think once Caicedo gets into his stride and you get some of your injured players back.
So, I love
you. Badia Shield, you get back Reece James if and when he
who's
comes Badia back.
Who's Badia Shield going to play in? Whose place are you taking?
Axel? So two left.
Are they on the same side?
Who would you like there, Timo? If all your centre backs were okay, minus Fofana, right? Because he's going to be out for the season. The ones with the shorter term injuries. Who is your best back line?
I'm going to get there. Just one last point. Richard Pochettino. Ben Chilwell is not a left winger. He is not a left winger. Colwill is not a left back. let me get back to what you were saying. So the back line, obviously Reece James. I think Gusto is good, like a really amazing replacement for Reece James, but realistically,
I think he battled well yesterday.
Mm. I think I really like Gusto, but Reece James is coming in to snatch his chain. So you got Reece James.
Yeah, but Gusto will play a lot because Reece James will be back for how long before he gets injured? Yeah,
okay, exactly. Thank you.
I'm not. I'm just saying. Like, I'm not even. It's not shade. Just the reality. It's a shame. It's the reality.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Sammy, do a video.
Sorry,
Reece
James. You are. It's okay.
It's true.
I've heard you.
I would go Reece James. Me personally, I would go Reece James. I would go Silva. I would go Badi Ashil, and I would go Ian Matson.
Not sure.
So Matson's good when he came on.
Sorry.
Not sure.
I'm
at
so
all.
Sorry, Tima.
You put down that iPad. I'm ready.
And
for
not Cobo. Oh,
you take out Cobo. Oh,
yeah.
In this back line.
Yeah.
Can I ask you what your PEE is?
What's that?
Point evidence explanation.
I think that Cole will. I just think Badi Ashil is slightly ahead of him in his development right now. And so for me, I would pay Badi Ashil over him.
Not
long term, but I think
Carry on?
I'm not long term, but I think Badi Ashil is slightly ahead of him.
Do you remember Badi Ashil from last season? Do you remember the same guy?
Badi Ashil came in and he was excellent.
For how long?
Until
how
he got
long
injured.
Was it until the N-word was on the tip of everyone's tongue?
Not my tongue. I don't use that word.
To be fair, he only played 12 games last season. Though.
And at least 6 of them weren't up to par.
I disagree with that.
I think, think, right, with the state that Chelsea are in and the amount of pressure that is on your team right now because of last season, because of the money spent, that your fans will be willing to see Colwell through what might be a hairy 110%.
Season? 110%. Do you know how much I battled, personally, like, I wanted Colwell to come back. The thought of us almost selling him almost made me lose my freaking mind. Like, Colwell is such a baller, on the ball, off the ball. Even physically, he's much better than Badi Ashil.
But I think we need to protect him a little bit.
From what? Just the big leagues. What the hell?
I'm just
saying. Team, we were 12 last season.
He's already had a season of Premier League football.
He
needs to be
protected. He has, but I think to myself that we still got two very, very good left-sided centre-backs. Whether you like it or not.
Do you know why I'm not hearing that? I'm not hearing that? So what about protection for Ian Matson? You'll start Ian Matson?
Yeah, because I think Ben Chilwell's not in good form.
And Badi Ashil?
Badi Ashil's come back from injury. She just asked.
So do you think he's going to be in good form when he comes back from injury?
She asked me what my preferred back line was. I'm not saying forever. I'm saying for two to three games. I want that kind of to see that back line.
Preferred back line. Then if it's just for 2 to 3 games.
Yeah. So I don't know why you're losing your mind
because she asked you about your preferred back line and you said these people. But for 2 to 3 games, that's not a preferred.
I don't know. I would still. I think you've got to kind of chop it and change it between Colwell and Badi Ashil. In my personal opinion.
And Thiago Silva can go 38 for 38.
Probably
he won't.
But I don't like Chalobah. I don't like Disaster. And Fofana's out, so
I feel sorry for Fofana, man. He's gonna end up at Nice next season.
Sorry?
Yeah.
He's gonna what?
If you guys think that Fofana is staying at Chelsea Football Club after the hey. Yeah. Au revoir, my friend.
We aren't gonna put that on Fofana, please. Thank you very
much. I'm not saying you're gonna put it on him. I just don't think he's gonna have anything to stay at Chelsea Football Club. I think she'll be done. I think he'll end up back in France.
Absolutely.
His decision or the club's decision?
Probably the club's decision.
I think Chelsea will sell him.
It's not his fault.
I don't think so.
I disagree.
The reason why Chelsea won't sell him
is they'll give him another season to see how he comes back from his ACL.
Yeah.
So it won't be. That's it. It'd be the season after if they're gonna sell him.
And if he doesn't come back well, you agree with me that you will bin him.
If he doesn't,
yeah, come of back course, well, yeah. Chelsea will bin him.
You just see like another Joe Gomez situation, and it's unfortunate.
Mm. Oh, Joe Gomez! I don't know which leg it's on, but last season it was a knee injury. This one,
is an ACL.
God, ACL. Oh,
yeah. I just wonder because, like, I mean, obviously, if it's the same leg twice.
Then he's messed. That's it.
Yeah.
If it's the same, but twice,
if it's the if it's the other leg,
I think it's the other leg.
Maybe you can get back to something.
I think to myself, maybe it's better for him not to be part of this absolute shit show.
What's going into you, team?
I can't stand the way this club is run. I can't stand it.
Another question. Mikhailo Mudryk, bust or what?
Well, he's probably on the Antony level, so whatever you think of Antony.
Antony scored a goal.
Okay.
He hasn't scored any goals.
What do you do today?
Mudryk hasn't really had time.
He needs more minutes.
I think Mudryk needs more minutes before we can judge him personally.
If you're going to give,
I think he needs a loan. I'm so sorry.
If you're going to give, you're going to wait for Kai Havertz to have time. Then I think the same thing for Mudryk. You've got to understand the circumstances. Even if he went to Arsenal, I don't think he would have hit ground running because you need to understand the circumstances he came into the club. I'm hearing that he was like, when he came in, like he was like mentally really messed up because
the
of
Arsenal saga.
No. Over what's happening in Ukraine.
He's gone to war.
And coming from Ukraine and leaving his family there, being a really young guy.
Why is Shai smiling? Why is Shai smiling?
Don't stop it.
Why?
Stop it, Shai.
Why is Lauren and Shai laughing?
I don't know why you're laughing. Let me explain. Crying all over the country.
That's not why I'm laughing.
What is the girl saying?
Is it because of the Arsenal?
when she said that, I was like, sis, our country's at war.
Ukraine is at war.
His country's at war. And she was like, because of Arsenal.
I'm supposed to know why he's messed up on his own.
Listen, because of Arsenal.
I just caught Lauren's eye. She was trying not to laugh. Even me as an Arsenal fan, I don't think moving to Chelsea instead of Arsenal will mentally.
I couldn't believe it when you said that. I was
so confused. I was like, are you trying to?
I was confused by you.
She said, because of Arsenal. And you're like, bro.
That was hilarious. It was Lauren's face. Like, do you know when you look at someone and then you try your hardest?
In the classroom. Oh, God.
Sorry, continue. Sorry, Tima.
At least we cleared that up and we weren't laughing at
it. Yeah, at least we cleared that up.
Oh, I've got a headache now. Oh, my days.
Do you know what, Tima? Sorry, I'm going to have to cut you. Your track.
No, I'm finished. I'm finished. That's it.
You're finished. Okay, fantastic. I think Mudryk probably needs more time. In answer to your question, I don't think he's.
She said no. I haven't finished.
Same. I was like, how am I gonna handle this? I was like, how do I tell her politely that she can't finish on time?
Sorry. Go ahead. Wait. Have breaking news. Have you seen the Sancho statement?
What did Sancho say?
Huh?
Okay. Oh,
Sancho,
my God.
Breaking news an hour ago. Sancho released a statement. It's a bit long, so I won't read all of it yet. But he said, please don't believe everything you read. I will not allow people saying things that is completely untrue. I have conducted myself in training very well this week. I believe there are other reasons for this matter that I won't go into. I've been a scapegoat for a long time, which isn't fair.
He's finished.
It keeps going, but yeah.
He's finished.
I had enough.
The girl finished that statement.
He said, all I want to do is play football with a smile on my face and contribute to my team. I respect all the decisions made by the coaching staff. I play with fantastic players and I'm grateful to do so, which I know every week is a challenge. I will continue to fight for this badge no matter what.
He's finished.
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah.
He's finished.
Yeah. He's getting sorted in jail.
United ruined another attacker.
Wow. What's with Ten Hag and falling out of his attackers, though?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
He's
clearly, him and Sancho are not seeing eye to eye.
No.
That statement is, of course, in reaction to Ten Hag's post-match.
Of course. Why would you? I don't get why Ten Hag said that, because now you turn the intention away from the loss to now why is Sancho not part of the squad? What has Sancho done?
Smart, to be
honest. That's like a Conte or a Jose move. Like, it's all well and good. You don't want to pick a player, but when you dig them out publicly, now you've caused a problem.
I really hate when managers do that. I don't think it's effective. Maybe for Mourinho, it was effective.
Well, it was effective.
With the old school players, not with the Gen Zs.
It's not effective.
It's not. He said, I'm tired of being used as a scapegoat.
Because now, when you need to count on that player, are they really going to want to perform for you?
I don't think he's ever going to count on Sancho ever again.
I think Sancho will outlast him anyway.
I don't think so.
So you think Ten Hag gone before Christmas?
Let's not be
serious. What was the stat? There's a top six manager that what?
Every year since like 2008, there's been a top, at least one top six manager.
All right. So unfortunately, we ain't going to be able to talk about Postecoglou.
Yeah.
We haven't got enough time.
I come to the episode and we're not even going to talk about Spurs. You even asked me, where's your Spurs shirt? We're not even going to talk about Spurs.
There's not enough. Okay, I can give you 30 seconds to say what you want to say about Spurs.
You're not even wearing a Spurs shirt. You don't care either.
Sorry. I'm cool, man. I'm saving the Spurs shirt for the big victories.
I'm going to give you 30 seconds, okay, to say everything you want to say. Is that okay? I'm sorry. I do apologize. We're running over time. You've spoken
about it. I don't need 30 seconds. I'm loving Big Ange instead. Ange Ball, let's go. International
James
break.
Madison, by the way, what a signing.
40 million. Well, you lot were dropping 60 for your Havertz and your Mounts. 40 million.
Brennan Johnson was 47.
Well, we don't have time to speak about Spurs in depth.
I hope Spurs, their first 11, don't get any injuries.
Yeah, that's the big concern. But whilst the first 11 is playing, I'm going to pray that they don't get any injuries in international break.
It's only one player in the first 11, though. Romero goes down, they're finished.
If Madison goes down, they're finished.
Yeah. I don't think so.
If Sonny goes down, we're finished, because then we have to rely on Richarlison.
30 seconds.
So. And that's all we have time for on Spurs, unfortunately. Rapid.
Next time, I want a bigger slot, yeah?
Don't worry.
Hey,
We're not done. Why are you pushing your microphone? Why are you pushing your microphone away? We've got to close it out. What the hell?
She said, I heard about Spurs Moth.
Wow. She's like, this episode's funny. Anyway, before we close it out, we've been talking about who's the first manager that's going to get sacked this season. So I want to get an answer from everyone for who they think will be first to go in the top six anyway. So Lauren, we'll start with
you.
In the big six. If you want, we can dash Newcastle in there, Steve. Dash Newcastle, make it more interesting. Should we dash
Eddie Howe or Ten Hag?
Eddie Howe or Ten Hag, okay.
I'll go with Eddie Howe or Poch.
Egghead.
Not even suck managers like that.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, like.
I just think Manchester United this season.
Only was in that club for like almost 4 years.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a tough season.
Said you're going to the pits. You're gonna have to make a sacrifice.
You know what it is? Given their history, if it doesn't start to turn around soon, Pochettino's gone.
Too expensive for Chelsea. Look how much managers they're
will find a lever from somewhere to sack that guy. I swear to God, Todd Bowley will take the money out of his ass crack if he has to.
I think Poch.
Not the ass crack.
Funny enough, I think Poch stays only because it's not based on like results. It's based on the fact that
how much would it cost you to sack him?
I have no idea, but it's based on the fact that of pride, they cannot hire two managers and admit they went wrong both times.
Whilst when we Tuchel's had having fun in Bayern.
Yeah, especially when we had Thomas Tuchel beforehand. I don't think they can do
it. I completely agree with Nita. I don't think he'll get sacked.
Sack Poch, bring Nagelsmann in and then see how that works.
God. Poch will make it work though.
Or, on the other hand, we sack him early, get Nagelsmann, who knows? Hey, I don't know. Todd Bowley,
do something for me.
Anything this crusty man touches, man, it just doesn't go well.
We're saying Todd Bowley out.
I've been Todd Bowley out.
Yeah,
I've never
been Todd Bowley out. Go listen to Team in the Spaces.
Bro, you don't know about Team in the Spaces. You don't know about Team in the Spaces.
Team is big fans. Go listen to Team in the Spaces.
The real Chelsea fan, right?
Proper Chelsea.
Right.
Proper Chelsea.
And last question.
Who do you think, actually?
Huh?
Who do you think is going
to? Oh, I didn't think he was going to throw that out.
No, yeah.
Who do I think is going to get sacked first? Oh my God, I'm twisting my toes, can you see? I actually don't know who I would want it to be is Egghead. I think that would make a great spectacle and work will go off and it'll be exciting. Like. Who I realistically think it could be? I think it could be Eddie Howe, which is kind of ironic because Newcastle, even though they lost to Brighton, they are still playing pretty well. But one thing... fair enough.
Three consecutive losses.
Yeah, you can say
Liverpool,
it's overrated.
City and Brighton is a crazy.
They shouldn't be.
It's a crazy one anyway.
Yeah, but when they play Champions League football and they have to rotate
When I think Eddie Howe is going to get sacked in Champions League, and I think it will be because the Saudis, they want someone who's going to bring this team to glory, and they're just looking for that opportunity to just take it away from him and bring in an actual winner. So that's who I think it will be. even though I wanted to be Egghead.
They had 10 men for how long? You let Darwin Nunez come score the same goal twice. True.
Nah, that Darwin Nunez double was stupid.
That was a Newcastle fan.
I would have thrown. Do you know what it is? Yeah, the Newcastle fans were amped as well. Like, they were proper singing in the. Nah.
And the amount of chances that they missed that game as well.
But last question, who won the transfer window? Tima, you said it was Arsenal.
PSG.
In the Premier League, who won the
Premier
transfer
League.
Window?
In the Premier League. Can you come back to me? Obviously, it's not Arsenal, but can
Man
you come back to me?
Man City. Yeah.
Big Kvardia. Six, Man City, outside West Ham.
Okay.
Yeah, Man
City. If Timber didn't get the ACL, I would have said us, but he did, so see.
West Ham's a good shout, you know.
West Ham's a great shout.
They like spend that brother. Money very well.
West Ham's a very good shout. I also think Liverpool a bit gone underneath the radar a little bit.
No, they needed a centre back.
Yeah, the defence, because they're one injury to Virgil van Dijk away from conceding loads of goals.
I know that I crashed it on them about their midfield.
Their midfield's very good though now.
But their midfield restructure, pretty impressed.
That's gone well, but the defence.
You don't like Endo?
We'll see. Just give it a second on that a little bit. A second on that.
That guy is also always injured though.
Which one?
Thiago. Konate. Yeah. Every 6 weeks, the guy has a problem.
All right.
Matip as well.
We're gonna leave it there, guys.
But who do you think though? Before you leave,
oh, for God's sake, Tima, stop throwing the question back to me. Stop throwing it back to me. I think Chelsea won the transfer window.
What? Isn't it mad though? None of us. They spent £1 billion or £500 million this summer, and we're not
saying
they won.
Y'all are disrespectful. After we spent £1 billion, you think I'm not gonna say Chelsea? A billy!
I'm not that
A billy!
That's wild.
We won!
Potch just had more money spent this summer
than
Chelsea
he ever did at
than the whole time at Spurs.
And look at what you won. Nah.
So, yeah, big thank club, you. Innit? Chelsea, guys.
Thank you guys.
Oh, she had to fit it in there.
Thank you guys for watching this episode of the Gold Diggers podcast. Make sure you follow us at GoldDiggersUK _ Instagram, at GoldDiggersUK on TikTok and Twitter. We will see you
they
next
to
week.
Me. Think I'll get Malik back.
See you later, guys.
Bye. Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.